Oh, jeez. It was so hot inside. Outside, what's wrong with me? Ew. I'm so happy to be inside now. It feels like years, but lunch is finally over. What? That's weird. Didn't I get here late? So, how? Where's the teacher? And, like, did they go out for, like, a bathroom break? What the hell? Have they been gone this entire time? Whatever. I don't really care. Fuck that. More time for me and whatever I want to do. Let the teach be a teach, I guess. Whatever. Ooh, this is pretty. So is this and this. Ooh. I'm bored. This is getting boring. The bell rang already, didn't it? What's stopping me from leaving at this point? Seriously, I don't know. I have my own car and I don't have to stay. And isn't this like the last period of the. There you are! Oh! The nerd with the amazing hair! You've been gone for like the longest time. You didn't even come to class? Or like, what? You didn't even notice the teacher wasn't here? I don't know. Oh, you noticed they weren't here. Okay. Well. Where's my snack? The one you promised me yesterday? Don't you remember, nerd? Keep up. What? It's not like I'm being rude. Whatever. Oh, thank you very much. You're so sweet. So, like, about my homework. Are you gonna help me with it? Nice. Wait, no, don't turn around. I want to see your face. Ugh, there are enough people around me already, and your presence just adds to it and makes it unbearable to be here. However, that hair of yours is a different deal. You don't mind if I play with it, do you? It's just so nice and shiny. And I love it so, so much. Oh. No, I really, really do. It's one of your redeeming qualities about you. Really. I mean it with all my heart. Now, bend back. Come on. Bend your head back. Don't make me pull you. Jeez. There we go. You're awfully rude. I just asked to play with your hair. It's not like I was gonna hurt you. Whatever. You're sorry? Exactly. Know your place, darling. It's not like I would ever be rude to you. Now. Oh my. So nice. I would absolutely love your hair more than anything. I wonder if it could go up into a ponytail. I even have rubber bands to put in your hair. I'll make it look very, very nice. Oh, if you want to, I could do a fancy braid into a ponytail. And don't worry, it'd be very manly. My mother taught me all about it. I want to work in her salon when I graduate. It's so nice. I wonder, what if I just ran my fingers through your hair too? Wow, it feels like a pillow. Huh? What is it, Celeste? You think I should keep my hands out of this nerd's hair? No. And how dare you call them that? You should know your place, Celeste. I could come over there and show you your place if you'd like. Otherwise, keep your fucking mouth shut. Yeah. I may not be able to look at them for too long, but this baby has the softest hair. Almost like a puppy. I'm sure they know it well. All right. I've decided I'm gonna make your hair into a ponytail. And don't even try saying anything about it. Shut your mouth. Right now, shut it up, okay? Anyway. All right. Braid. This braid, and this one, and this one, and this one. Nice. Nope, not listening. I'm still braiding. Shut up, won't you, dork? All right. All right. That didn't take long at all. I guess you just don't have a lot of hair. Hopefully you don't end up balding by the time you get out of high school. All right. Here, take this mirror and tell me what you think. It's great, isn't it? Yeah, I know. You don't have to praise me. You're welcome. You're welcome. Anyway, I'm bored. I'm gonna go back on my phone. Don't bother me, nerd. You can stop thanking me. Stop bothering me. I'm going back on my phone. Jeez. Attention bug much? Nice hair though. But seriously, stop.